If you're counting calories this holiday season, we've got just the thing for you. Guilt-free, no-calorie, digital food. You may be aware of Nintendo's Wii video game console. Well, instead of sitting on the couch twiddling your thumbs to play, you stand up and wave a wand at the TV. You get a little bit of exercise, at least as you're pretending to play tennis or bowl, and now you can cook. The Wii has a game called Cooking Mama that lets you square off against friends to see who makes the best scrambled eggs or beef stew. I was wondering, would a professional chef have an unfair advantage over me?
Cooking Mama!
To answer that question, we invited in Chef Barton Seaver. He's the head chef at the Washington, D.C. restaurant Hook, and he joins me in NPR Studio 4A here for a digital cook-off.
Thanks for having me.
So, first, tell me a little bit about your training.
Well, I took a more traditional approach, and then I came up through the ranks of a kitchen learning as I went, and started off as a dishwasher and came up and learned salad station, then the hotline and how to saute and grill. And then after I had a good couple of years of experience under my belt, then I went to the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America up in Hyde Park, New York.
Well, I'll tell you something. You may be a professional cook, but I'm going to kick your butt. So we've got these remotes, these handheld, they look like thin remote controls, and it becomes sort of our chef spoon and our pan handle and all of these things at once. So you use it, depending on what's on the screen, you use it different ways. Are you ready to fall to the powerful chef hands of Andrea Seabrook?
Let's do it, digitally.
Okay. All right. I say we play... Let's go with French cooking here because, you know, that's the gold standard, right?
Okay, that's my training.
Beef in wine sauce.
Le bœuf bourguignon.
Okay, we're going to cut up the meat into pieces. Ready?
Trace the arrow of the Wii remote to cut the ingredients.
I'm cutting the beef. I'm using the Wii remote to cut the beef into chunks in the direction that the arrow wants me to.
Ah, and I get this now.
You're doing this slightly
cross-slice.
Better than I'm doing. Oh, you're doing a cross-slice?
Cross-slice and then down. So
is
now
the
you're
way you
cutting,
really
cut it in,
beef?
cutting it into equal sections here. It's a very important culinary technique here.
Cutting meat?
Equal pieces equals equal cooking.
Oh, yeah. It is an important culinary.
Yes, it is.
Wow, it looks like we've both done a very good job.
However, if you had had a knife in your hand for real there, I would have run far away from you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you trust my skills. This is going to sound like a silly question, but what are some of the differences between this video game and real cooking? I mean, obviously, we're not standing in front of a hot stove. That's nice.
Well, if this had been real cooking, we would have drank half the wine, and it would smell a lot better. This is sort of half the joy of cooking.
So, his knife technique's better than mine, but I've still got a chance at redemption. The vegetables. Carrots first. You try peeling carrots with a remote control. Next, I'm mortified to discover I actually don't know all my vegetables. How do you know that was not a shallot?
Shallots are small and bulbous like onions. That was long and with a green top. That's definitely a scallion or a green onion.
Okay. Then we wave our remotes back and forth to roll our beef cubes in some flour and seasoning. And it's sauté time. Ha! Chef Seaver is burning his beef.
Oh, look, my beef is black. Look at that.
Let's not forget the wine. Now, a nice sauce. I'm good with the wee wand. But in the end, it turns out that Chef Seaver's culinary training beats my gaming savvy. Cooking Mama declares him the winner. You won.
I'll tell you, beef and wine sauce should take, it took us three minutes, 53 seconds.
Yeah.
It should take about 3 hours and 53 minutes.
Really?
So, wouldn't that be great for your kids? Get them to occupied for 4 hours making pretend beef stew?
Wonderful. That doesn't mama.
What are you cooking this Christmas?
What am I cooking this Christmas? We're actually doing something really cool. It's a traditional Italian feast, La Vigilia, the Feast of the Seven Fishes. The symbolism behind it is up in the air as to what it actually represents, but we're doing a seven-course dinner of various fishes and grilled calamari and clam chowder and cocoa-dusted tuna with brown butter and turnips.
Well, Merry Christmas.
To you as well.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for cooking with me.
And may Christmas bring you all the joy of we.
Barton Seaver is the head chef at the Washington, D.C. restaurant Hook. His specialty is sustainable seafood.